You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com. So, Brian, 10 days to go, spring training. If you had one number one impression of what you've seen so far in camp, what would it be?
Well, I think that the guys that are in competing for some spots are going to make it hard for them to make some tough decisions. Guys like Jonathan Villar, who's really played pretty well. A lot of people have written him off. Alex Presley, Robbie Grossman. Grossman's had a very good camp. He's put himself in the mix. Even at the bullpen, some guys at the end of the bullpen, Will Harris, James Hoyt, has pitched very well, has not allowed an earned run yet. Joe Thatcher. So the last guys to make the rosters, they have some decisions to make. It's not like they're going to have a bad choice. They're going to have to choose from some guys who've had really good camps.
You know, and talking to a couple of scouts, one of the things they've said is this is one of the better offenses I've seen, that the addition of Gattis and Lowry and let's see, who else? And with Chris Carter back. Colby Rasmus. And with Springer back. This is going to be a pretty good offense. You think Jeff Luhnow, as he looks at the club that he composed, he's pleased with what he's done offensively at least?
Yeah, I think he has to be. And, if you look at, they're going to have a lot of power. Gattis could hit, if he stays healthy, Gattis could hit 35 home runs at Minute Maid Park. Colby Rasmus, talked to him at length yesterday, loves the idea he's going to play on grass. The turf took a toll on him. He's going to be in left field a lot. That's also going to help his body. He thinks healthy that he's going to be more comfortable. He could hit more home runs. Carter almost hit 40 last year. Springer was on pace to hit 40 if he stays healthy. So they're going to hit a lot of home runs. They're going to strike out some. But at the top of the order, they're going to have Altuve setting the table for everybody. Springer, I think, will hit second. So right away, the lineup from one through six or seven, from starting with Altuve and working down through all those sluggers, it's going to be pretty tough on opposing pitchers.
Okay, on the other side of the coin, is Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch look at their club, what do you think worries them right now? What keeps them awake at night?
Well, I think if they were truthful, I think starting pitching depth. They came in the camp with five guys competing, and there's probably two or three left right now. But still, after you get to the 1-2-3 beyond Oberholzer, Feldman, and Keuchel, who's going to start opening day, it gets pretty thin. We don't know Wojciechowski pitching on Wednesday. He hasn't pitched in the major leagues yet. We don't know if he could be your fifth starter, so he's going to be a big unknown. Roberto Hernandez is at the end of his career. He could be your fifth starter. So I think starting pitching depth, and if somebody gets hurt, if Oberholzer gets hurt or anybody else, then I think they're going to get pretty thin at the bottom of the starting rotation.
So Mark Appel and Carlos Correa had pretty good springs getting a look. Anyone else of the kids stick out in your mind that you've seen of this top 10 farm system?
Yeah, those are the two that stick out. You know, what's interesting is they've brought a lot of kids over from minor league camp, and one of them was Brett Phillips, an outfielder, who was their minor league player of the year last year. And the limited amount of time he's been here, and he was in Clearwater on Wednesday, he's looked fantastic. Now, that's at the end of games when he's facing minor league pitching, but to me, he looks like a major leaguer. Now, I would be really excited to see him in major league camp next year, but he's down the road. But James Hoyt, I mentioned, he's a guy they got in with the Gattis in the trade from the Braves. Big, tall guy, really good stuff. He looks like he's major league ready to me. He'll probably be in AAA. So the trade with the Braves brings them Gattis, but I think they got a very good reliever in James Hoyt that has a big upside.
So as you've seen Correa settle in, Springer settle in, what's it like to watch him every day go about his business? Is he as focused as he appears to be, as serious about his job?
Yeah, he is, but he also is a guy that likes to have fun. He's very comfortable in the clubhouse. He's very comfortable around his teammates. I think he's more comfortable than he was last year. Same with John Singleton. He looks a little more comfortable. Mark Appel looked more comfortable. So I think the times they came to camp the last couple of years has really helped him.
And in terms of McHugh and of Keuchel, what adjustments have they worked on in the season after that they made an impact?
Well, McHugh's, working on a changeup a little bit. He's trying to throw some, and that's a work in progress. You know, Keuchel, I think, is just being Keuchel. He's just a competitor. You know, I think what he did last year was not a flash in the pan. He did it from start to finish, and he showed glimpses of doing that even before last year. So he's a bulldog competitor, and it's going to be really interesting to watch him and see how the league adjusts to him. But I think in both cases, I think there's two guys who figured out how to pitch, and Brent Strom deserves a lot of credit. Pitch down in the zone, pitch to strike one, get ahead. That's the keys.
Yeah, and the clubhouse is going to be different, bringing in veteran guys. Rasmus, Gattis, Lowry certainly, and I guess Hank Conger is not a kid anymore. What have the dynamics changed, and who's the leader in the clubhouse? Is that Jed Lowry?
Well, I think Jason Castro. He's not a vocal guy, but he's a quiet leader. I think pitching Chad Qualls is a guy a lot of people turn to. The starter Scott Feldman, another quiet guy. You look at the relief course. They have Qualls, Gregerson, Pat Neshek, three veteran guys with a lot of innings that have done a lot of things. Feldman's pitched in the World Series. Lowry's played in five different playoffs. So there's a lot of veteran leadership in that clubhouse. And before, you were really looking around, boy, when Hunter Pence left, it was like, who's going to be the leader? Who's going to step up? Now there's leaders in every corner.
Somebody said to me, look, I think they're going to move Gattis to DH and try to trade Carter to open a place up for Marisnik, Grossman, somebody like that. What do you think of that? Or do you think that the power you would get from having both Carter and Gattis makes more sense?
I could definitely see a trade. I just don't think if Singleton makes the club, I don't see how you squeeze all those guys in the lineup. There's just not enough spots. There's not enough gloves in the outfield.
Do you see Singleton making the club?
At this point, I would say he does make the club. I think he's very much on the fence, but I think he's had a pretty good spring. If he makes it, where do the bats come for Carter and Gattis? So you'll have a little bit of a logjam. But that's one of the things they wanted to do, to where if Singleton didn't make it, now they have some good options.
I know you haven't seen any of the American League West this year, but just in your mind, where do the Astros stack up in the standings?
Well, the Rangers obviously losing Darvish is going to hurt. Astros finished ahead of the Rangers last year. I still think they're probably at near the bottom of the league. Maybe they were fourth last year, maybe fourth again. Obviously, I don't see them ahead of Seattle or Anaheim. Maybe Texas jumps them this year. Oakland, I'm not sure how they are. Obviously, they have a lot of pitching. So if the Astros finish 78 to 82 wins, I think they'll be happy with that. No matter where they finish in the standings, that'll be a good step in the right direction.
Thanks.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.